Greg McBride, Chief Financial Analyst with Bankrate, is with us on the WBEN Trocare College Live Line. The Fed goes with a big rate cut, a half point cut. Greg, what did you make of that?
You know, I think it's more just taking out a little bit of insurance against being behind the curve. And frankly, I find that reassuring because it tells me they learned their lesson. When they started raising interest rates a couple of years ago to corral inflation, they were way behind the curve. They were late to get the memo on inflation. They were late to do anything about it. And even when they started out with baby steps. It's a lot worse to be behind the curve on the way down. You don't want to be chasing a weakening labor market. So that larger half-point cut just buys them a little bit of insurance because we're going to get two more jobs reports between now and their next meeting in November.
So this rate cut finally happened. We've been talking about it for months, maybe even the entire year leading up to this point, Greg. When are most people going to start to see the impact of this Fed decision?
The one area we've already seen pretty measurable impact, Brian, is mortgage rates are down mightily. They're down a full percentage point since May. They're down almost two full percentage points since hitting 8% last October. Mortgage rates tend to move well in advance, so you know that's nothing atypical there. But that's one where it's really opened the refinancing door to anybody who's bought a home in the last couple of years, that they're either in a position to refinance or it's really close. So you know, that's certainly a positive. You know, as for the other forms of consumer debt, the credit cards, home equity lines of credit, new car loans, it's going to take some time. You know, if you think about it, you know, we took the elevator from the ground floor to the 55th floor. Yesterday, we took the stairs down to the 50th floor. The view's not a whole lot different. So it's going to take more rate cuts, more time for that cumulative effect to really mount. You're not necessarily going to notice big changes on your credit card or your home equity line of credit yet. That rate will stair-step lower as the Fed cuts rates. But, you know, the point where it starts to have a noticeable impact on your finance charges or that car loan, you know, all of a sudden, you know, you see a noticeable difference in the payment of what it would be for a new car loan. Probably going to be 6 months or so before we can have a cumulative effect that amounts to that.
So with that said, what does it mean, do you think, for the remaining two Fed meetings this year in November and December?
You know, I think this is the main takeaway, Susan, is that this is just the first step. This is the first step in a series of rate cuts through not only the balance of this year, but much or all of 2025. And the Fed's going to be cutting interest rates for the next year, maybe longer. And it's not about giving juice to the economy as much as it's just letting the foot off the brake. When inflation got out of control, they had to slam on the brakes, raise interest rates really, really high. Now that inflation's come down, they don't need interest rates as high. We don't want it to be as much of a headwind to the economy. So it's about letting the foot off the brake. And they just got to calibrate the speed at which they reduce interest rates so that they don't let the inflation genie back out of the bottle. But they also don't hold rates too high too long and topple the economy into a recession.
Where is the confidence coming from, or why is the Fed so confident that inflation has been tamped down to, you know, a more or less acceptable rate, and that we won't see it return, especially with the cutting of interest rates?
The target for inflation is 2%. Right now, it's running at about 2.5%. That's down from the peak of 9%. And the trajectory has been much better in recent months. You know, you mentioned at the top of the segment, we've been talking about this rate cut since the beginning of the year, and you're right. And the reason it hadn't happened earlier was that inflation really didn't cooperate in the first few months of the year. It came in kind of hot. But the last 4 months or so, we've seen a much better trajectory. So that's where that confidence comes from, that inflation, although it's not quite the 2% yet, that it will get there. But there has been some softening in the labor market, and that's, you know, they're, that you don't want to see more of that. So I think that's, you know, they kind of strikes that balance between, you know, now's the time to start cutting rates. But, you know, they're going to continue to watch both inflation and the labor market. And that's really going to dictate the speed and magnitude of rate cuts going forward.
You know, on that, is it signaling that the Fed is saying inflation is over, or are they just short of that?
Just short of it, but confident that they'll finish the job there. You know, I think the one thing that they're really, that's really come to the fore over the last, you know, 6 weeks or so has been the softening in the labor market. We went from a period where we had basically two open jobs for every unemployed worker. Well, now it's about 1-to-1. So we're not seeing more layoffs, but we are certainly seeing a lot less hiring. That's consistent with a normalizing labor market, but at the same token, you don't want it to be slowing too fast, because that's when the layoffs do start to rise. That's when the unemployment rate would really pick up, and that's why it's time to start cutting rates now to head that off.
Well, we're now waiting for the next cut to happen. I mean, it's kind of amazing. We were talking about, you know, maybe this much by the end of the year. Now we could be seeing another one in year end. At this point, you know, I hate to have you forecast so far out, but where we're sitting next year, you know, a year from now, is there any telling where we might be? Are we going to be back down to 2020 levels, or what do we see, or what do we think right now?
Well, barring an economic calamity, we're not going back to those 2020 levels of interest rates. In fact, we're in a high rate environment. We're not going to a low rate environment. We're going from a high rate environment to just not as high. You know, the Fed funds rate, the Fed had lifted it up as high as 5.5%. I think ultimately they might settle around 3%, but that 3%, still higher than anything we saw in the 14-year period between 2008 and 2022. So the new normal still going to be higher than we've become accustomed to for quite some time.
Greg, always appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Greg McBride, he's a chief financial analyst with Bankrate.